Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
On to a very, very special guest this morning, and one that really, in fact, needs very little introduction from us. But we do need to talk about the issue around immigration and South Africa in particular. Questions around immigration, identity, and belonging have become increasingly relevant for Jewish communities around the world. While every generation has had to consider where it belongs and where it sees its future, recent years have seen renewed interest in Aliyah, in making the move to Israel. For some, Aliyah is the fulfillment of a lifelong dream. For others, it's a practical decision, maybe shaped by family, opportunity, security, or part of the desire to be part of Israel's story. Yet the question does extend beyond immigration itself. What role, or what is the role, of Israel in the lives of Jews who live outside of its borders? How are the diaspora communities changing? And how does Israel prepare to welcome and integrate Jews arriving from every corner of the globe? Joining us this morning is Doron Almog. He is the CEO of the Jewish Agency for Israel. And we speak to him ahead of the upcoming Aliyah Expo in South Africa. Doron, a very, very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us here on Chai FM. I hope you are well this morning.
Thank you very much, Awad. I don't know if you're aware, but about 20 long-range missiles, ballistic missiles, were shot toward Israel from Iran. So this morning we've been in a shelter, also sirens all over Israel. Luckily, no one is killed. One home in Samaria was destroyed. However, Israel is the home of every Jew in the world. And here in Israel, about 10 million people, from the 10 million, about 8 million Jews. And overseas, we got more, 16 million Jews all over the world. And after 2,000 years in diaspora, we welcome the Third Temple. We name the State of Israel the Third Temple. Unfortunately, the First Temple, Second Temple were destroyed and Jewish people dispersed for 2,000 years diaspora. And now this is a time to fulfill Aliyah. As you said, migration, but the translation of migration and Aliyah is not the same. Aliyah is getting up.
Going up.
About attracting Jews to return to the homeland, to the Bible land. This is Aliyah. This is getting up. It's about, yes, the only place, the only Jewish place, the only Jewish country in our world. And unfortunately, we suffer anti-Semitism all over the world. And yes, we are in a war against seven fronts, Iran, Hezbollah, Hamas, and more around us who want to wipe out the Third Temple. We stand strong. We are strong. We'll continue fighting for our existence. And we'll continue urging Jews from all over the world to come to the only Jewish state, Israel.
It's been quite interesting and almost counterintuitive that since October the 7th, the way that Jews around the world connect with their Jewish identity and Israel is almost the opposite of what we would anticipate it would be. Explain that to me. Why do you think it is that instead of being fearful and instead of staying away from Israel, we've seen the very opposite happening?
Jews for 2,000 years praying, Im eshkachech Yerushalayim tishakach Yemini, Yidbak Leshoni Lechiki, Jews continue believing in the whole in Eretz Israel. By the way, my job is not CEO of Jewish Agency. I'm the chairman of Jewish Agency. There are more towards for Israel. So Israel, the Bible land for 3,000 years, is a place of Jews since getting out from Egypt by Moses, from slavery to freedom, or maybe earlier since Abraham was ordered by God, Lech Lecha. He was born in Mesopotamia, which is Iraq of today. Lech Lecha, go to this land. So above all, it's about the belief. It's about love. It's about unconditional love between Jews all over the world to this land, but also among ourselves. It's about mutual responsibility. When there is a grief, sorrow, crisis, Jews getting up, assisting each other. This is something in the DNA of Judaism. Mm. You speak about identity. When Israel at risk, in danger, Jews coming from all over the world, Jews standing tall. It's about more money, it's about more donation, it's about volunteering. To take you back to 1948, the War of Independence, Jews arrived from all over the world, and here in Eretz Israel, what was named at that time Palestine, only 600,000 Jews were placed. And Jews arrived from South Africa. We had pilots arrived from South Africa. Today also we have soldiers coming to serve in the IDF, fighting shoulder to shoulder from all over the world, from United States, from Canada, from Australia, from Germany, from Holland, from United Kingdom, from all over the world. You know, Jews feeling, and this is the DNA, feeling there is danger to the only Jewish state in the world. They are getting up, they're standing tall, they continue supporting, they raise more money, they volunteer, they come. Some of them, the young generation, arrive and serve in the Israel Defense Forces and standing together with us. This is a kind of a character of the Judaism, of the identity.
If looking at Aliyah itself, what trends are you seeing globally? Does it differ when you look at South Africa or England or the United States and France, or is the theme really all the same?
No, we would love to have all the Jews in the world in of Israel, but above all, we want the young generation, because the young generation is the future. And we start by a marketing, advertising, marketing for Aliyah overseas, in New York, in London, and also in South Africa. This week we do marketing for Aliyah. What does it mean? The mayors of our cities arriving overseas and tell Jews, come over to live in our town. It may be Kiryat Shmone, it may be Maalot, it may be Naharia, it may be Haifa, it may be Be'er Sheva, it may be Ofakim, it may be Netivot. Our focus right now on north and south. Why north and south? Because this is the most heated place since October 7. Just in Lebanon or in north of Israel, we lost 18 soldiers in the last months. 18 in the last months, we are in a war, and many did not return since October 7. Kiryat Shmona, a capital of north Israel. Before the war, 25,000 were living in Kiryat Shmona. Right now, about 13,000. 12,000 did not return yet. So we need reinforcement. Aliyah is also reinforcement to Israel. And we do some incentive for the Olim. What kind of incentive? Number one, come over for 1 year to absorption center.
Mm.
And then in absorption center, we teach Hebrew. We got the Ulpan Ivrit. We teach you Hebrew. We prepare for occupation. Either you may be a doctor, you may be engineer, you may be professor in academy, you may be a cyber expert. It doesn't matter. Come over. And number two, we prepare you to work in Israel, and we integrate you in some of the industries around the absorption center. So this is number two. Number three, we offer some incentive, economic incentive, for cheap housing, for instance, for education program, much cheaper education program in each municipality. And the mayor, the head of the municipality, who is getting the Olim to his space, guarantee to reduce the standard of living and allow these Jews to stand economically, but above all, to be welcomed by love. So it's means integrated
thing.
By
into
society,
a community. Mm.
Socially integrated by unconditional love of the people of Israel, who are waiting for Jews from all over the world to arrive and come and be integrated and be a part of Israel society, Israel economy, Israel security, Israel academy, Israel health, Israel agriculture, and Israel is very advanced.
Yeah,
we continue standing not only due to the spirit of the people of Israel standing tall against seven armies around us, but also against the technological advantage. Our intelligence and our ability to intercept missiles from Iran above the atmosphere is about technological advantage. Israel is the only country in the world to have capacity to intercept missiles, ballistic missiles, cruise missiles, drones. With drones, we don't have much success in Lebanon right now, but we'll find a technological solution. But yes, Israel is very developed, and I would love to see every mother all over the world saying herself and her husband and her family, if you want your son or your daughter to be something in her or his expertise, come to Israel to study in a Technion, in Tel Aviv University, in the Hebrew University, in Ben Gurion University, in Ariel University, in the Weizmann Institute. Come to Israel if you want your son or your daughter would be something expert, professional in his field. Israel is the place. And Israel is the future for Jews all over the world.
I am aware of your time constraints. I just want to ask you, is the Aliyah Expo for people who have already decided to move to Israel, or is it also for people who are just curious to see what Israel has to offer?
So number one, we would like to see community Aliyah, which means a group, a group of people, friends. From, it may be from Joburg, it may be from Cape Town, it may be from Durban, Jews from South Africa, come together. Maybe few family, maybe friends, come and stay together, maybe in Ranana, which we have a strong...
Many South Africans.
South African community since long time ago, or in Netanya, or in Beersheba, or in Arad, or in Malot, North Israel. So come together. I think the strength is the community. You know, we are not strong as individual. Also in our religious, you know, Minyan is 10 people.
Mm-hmm.
You need 10 people to start praying in the synagogue. So Judaism is not about individualism. It's about group. It's about a community working together. It's about the guarantee one for another. So number one, I'm saying come with a group. Establish a group while you are overseas, while you are in South Africa or some other place in diaspora, come with a group and then decide where to go. We'll assist you. You may come and join some other Jews from South Africa who are placed right now in Israel. It may be easier for you when you join some Jews from South Africa that are placed here in Israel, struggling with Israel, standing tall here in Israel, but telling the Jews here in Israel, telling the Jews in South Africa, come over. We love you. We need you. This is the time to do Aliyah and come to Israel. And the second point, after the group Aliyah, second thing is about the community here in Israel, the municipalities, the incentive, and the package of Aliyah, economical package, reducing price for education, price for housing, and guarantee a better future for everyone, for every Jew in the world.
That is where we leave it. Thank you, Doron Almog, talking to us from Israel, chairman of the Jewish Agency.